Blog Talk Radio.
All right, ladies, buckle up. It's showtime.
You know the damage one ignorant Negro can do. We were in France in the First War. We had won decorations. But the white boys had told all them French gals that we had tails. Then they found this ignorant colored soldier. Paid him to tie a tail to his ass and run around half naked making monkey sounds. They put him on a big round table in the Café Napoleon. Put a reed in his hand. Crown on his head. Blanket on his shoulders and made him eat bananas in front of all them Frenchies. Oh, the white boys danced that night. Passed out leaflets with that boy's picture on it. Called him Moonshine. King of the monkeys. And when we slit his throat, you know that fool asked us what he had done wrong.
I see some black people looking at me. Man, it ain't us, it's the media.
It's Reese on the Radio. Welcome to your Monday right here on blogtalkradio.com. June the 11th, 2012. Starting an hour later today, just so I could get all my crap together. JC told us last week that he wasn't going to be here today, but he's here nonetheless. Welcome to the show, JC. Tell me what happened. You were supposed to be at Monday Night Raw. What happened? Okay, maybe he's not there.
Yeah, I am. I had my phone on mute.
Oh, okay.
And I hadn't pressed the button yet. but without giving away too many of the industry secrets, okay. I went and watched them practice today and thought the show was going to be boring.
Ah, so it didn't pique your interest. And for somebody who is a big WWE fan and supporter.
Yeah. Well, you know, I ran into a bunch of the guys that I've known from the road.
Right.
And I have performed in my shows.
Mm-hmm.
So it was cool seeing them again.
So it was cathartic to some degree.
Pretty much.
Oh, okay. Well, you're with us today, and there's plenty of stuff to get into. It's a Monday, and you got all the weekend crap that took place and all the political shows and all the news. And, you know, everything that I could find today was racist. Well, at least according to the media. Oh, look. Mary, Mary, why you bugging is happy. Racism on Reese on the Radio, you know she loves it. That's her favorite time on Reese on the Radio is when we talk about race and racism. And I've got stories all over the place. Is it one of your favorites?
It's one of them.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Well, everybody is in the news. The KKK is back. Now, I want to get into this because I think that this story is very significant. Because we've all got to ask ourselves, how far are we willing to shut down, how far are we willing to go to shut down the Ku Klux Klan? And this story is one of those things that make you go, see, Kool-Aid Man would be perfect for today's show, especially for this particular topic. Now, the KKK is in the news. Let me break down what the story is. And I have to say, I'm not exactly sure where I'm going, but I'm leaning towards supporting the KKK.
Holy mother.
I'm a former member.
What's that? You're a former member?
Yeah.
How are you a former member?
Don't say that.
Well, I joined them online on back on AOL when AOL was the hot thing. I used to sit in the KKK room
when AOL
and make Negro jokes all day long.
So you would join the KKK's AOL chat site?
Chat rooms.
Chat rooms. And you would make race jokes on the KKK site?
and they were loving them.
You would make racist jokes again too. Black
against
people.
Blacks.
Yeah.
I love it.
Why are you making racist jokes against your own people, bro?
Because that is a funny, you know, you have to know what the enemy is doing.
Now you told you got to have an enemy, what did you just say? And I didn't even have him get to 11 today. Yeah, you have to know what your enemy is doing, but not even so much that.
Okay.
The fact that they allowed me and enjoyed me until they realized what the hell I look like.
Mm.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. So I know they wanted to shoot their computers when they seen this big old black greasy fried chicken collard green eating brother up there.
Well, wait, now they had known that you were black, and when you informed them, did they want to remove you from their chat room?
I got banned.
Oh, you were banned.
Oh, sounds like what the new Black Panther Party would do to me if they found out I was white.
So it's like, even though you were furthering their cause by running all these racist black jokes, finding out you were black clearly was much more predominant than you going on their site and preaching their own gospel.
Right.
I love it. Okay, so here's the story. The Ku Klux Klan wants to adopt a highway in Georgia. The story works out like this. A group affiliated with the Ku Klux Klan wants to adopt a mile-long stretch of highway in Georgia, according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitutional. The Georgia Department of Transportation is currently reviewing the May 21st request filed by the International Keystone Knights of the KKK in Union County to clean up part of Route 515 in the Appalachian Mountains of Blairsville. They say, quote, any civic-minded organization, business, individual, family, city, county, state, or federal agency is welcome to volunteer in the Georgia Adopt a Highway program, according to the department's website. The state attorney general's office is expected to decide today. Well, we haven't heard anything yet. I'm not going to look up an update and see if we can find anything. Now, Harley Hansen, real name, says, quote, we just want to clean up the doggone road. We're not going to be out there in robes. This is about membership building and rebranding their name in a public way, according to Tyrone Brooks, who is a rep for the Georgia Association of Black Elected Officials. He says, what's next? We're going to let neo-Nazis and the Taliban or Al-Qaeda adopt the highway? Now, according to Harley Hansen says, we are good, decent Christian Americans. Really? What we're trying to do... exactly. What we are trying to do is work with the local community. It's not the first time the KKK has participated in an Adopt a Highway program. In 2000, the KKK successfully adopted part of Interstate 55 of St. Louis after a federal judge ruled that the Missouri Department of Transportation could not keep the group out of the cleanup program. The Georgia KKK group said it would file a lawsuit if the state rejects its application. Now look. Now listen, okay? If there's one thing I know, is that the environmentalists are going to have to respond to this. They got to respond.
Respond to what?
Why wouldn't they? Here is a group that is... You know, the KKK, for crying out loud. We don't have to spell out who they are. We know who they are. We know what they stand for. So they are going to have to decide on whether or not the KKK can involve themselves in green effort, in environmental effort.
Well, they're going to have to decide is it lawful for them to deny them? That's what they're going to have to.
Of course it's not. Of course it's not. There's no way in hell then you can stop the KKK from wanting to clean up their streets. You can't do it.
It'll never happen. It'll never happen.
What'll never happen? That they won't bar them, or that they will bar
them? Yeah, that they'll bar them.
They're not going to bar them. And if I was the KKK, and I wanted to make a point, and I wanted to be a muckraker, if I wanted to start some noise,
I'd stop the highway and hide me some Negroes.
Well, that would be funny. But the way that this economy is, yeah, that would be, wow, that would create a lot of controversy.
Or some Mexicans.
It would work. But now, what I would say is that if the KKK were smart here, they wanted to be muckrakers, they really wanted to start some trouble, is that you go to these environmentalist groups, Greenpeace groups. That would be a perfect group. Go out there and you say, hey, listen, we want to join your call. We want a cleaner America. Now, it's true. It's true. We want to clean it of Negroes, Jews, and Hispanics. But since we can't do that by just cleaning up the streets, what we'd like to do is clean up the environment and help you. Now, Greenpeace would have to be forced to respond here. Put these environmentalist wackos, put them in a position to either accept or decline the membership of the KKK. Now, I know what Greenpeace is going to do. Of course they do.
Are you sure they're tied to adopt the highway?
No. What you do is you seek the endorsement of a group like Greenpeace. You get Greenpeace involved. You say, look at our roads. Look how polluted they are. Look how pathetic our streets are. We want to join Greenpeace and help clean the world. And we're going to start it at one piece of trash at a time. And if we can clean up the Appalachian roads in Georgia, then we can move on to Negroes, Hispanics, and the Asians. And then they can back off and then they go, look, just clean the roads. We'll talk to you later about, can you prove to us that Hispanics, the Negroes, and the Asians, and the Jews are producing more carbon dioxide than anybody else? Then we'll help you in your cause.
And more than likely they are.
When I was
because
mean,
Cadillacs and lowriders, the biggest pollutants on the planet.
Yes, that's right. Smokers. Yeah, that's an interesting question. Why doesn't the Greenpeace group target these minority communities with their, you know, with their gas guzzling cars? You know, in their Newport smoking.
Hold up, I smoke Newport.
I'm just saying, I mean, if they were...
Yeah, for real, I'm on the light up now. What's your problem?
I mean, why don't they do that? I almost feel like these groups, these really, really far less liberal groups...
Well, because the government is on that already.
How so?
How are they not?
I don't believe that Greenpeace... See, the KKK...
How are they not? The government is already telling you you want... Barack Obama already told you you want
those
gas.
Right. Well, right.
That'll help
with the environment. But they're not targeting minority groups. They're not targeting minority.
And that's just right before he runs out with his Chesterfield King Light 100.
With this gas shit, and they using the most because they
got gas.
So you
have to curse.
Well, okay, gas with the price Doo-doo Brown.
I know we're online, and I know that we can speak as freely as we want to, but I'm trying to keep a clean show.
Really? Are you preaching to me about a clean show?
Well, I'm just saying I'd like
to... We were talking about getting your dick... Oh, hit me!
Oh, goodness gracious.
Oh, my gosh. The mouth of some women.
My bad, I tried to say it.
Just, well, what am I going to say to you? What am I going to say to
you're
you?
Ducks. There we go.
The point is that
we're going to take our ducks to the damn vet.
Thank you very much, Mary. It's okay. It's all right. If anyone's offended, please.
If anybody is offended, please hit me up.
Yeah.
m10084@gmail.com.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Trying to be above that. Thank you.
Nobody.
It's okay. Anyway, I believe that the KKK. I'm sorry. On this one, I'm going to have to go with them. Look, they're conscious of their environment, and we're all supposed to be, right? Doesn't Green Peace and these environmental groups, don't they want everybody to be a part of this?
Well, wait a minute. If you say KKK, why can't the less
hey, you know, look, I'm looking at exactly
adopt the highway and do with it what they want.
Look, Tyrone Brooks, who's the head of the Georgia Association of Black Elected Officials, wants them to reject the application. They want Georgia to reject this application. And the bottom line is that these people want to clean up their neighborhood. So here's my question. Now think about this, Mr. Tyrone Brooks. Think about this. You stop them from adopting a highway that they can clean up, right? They can manage and take them. Who do you want to adopt that highway? Will the black community go into this heavily populated or populated KKK neighborhood and take over? Is anybody in the black community saying, listen, don't give it to the KKK. We don't want them out for recruiting. We'll adopt it. And we'll go out there and clean the neighborhood for the Klan. Are they doing that? No, they're not.
That ain't
doing
gonna happen. What are you, drunk?
Of course it's not gonna happen. So they're not saying anything about what an alternative to this is. They're just saying stop the KKK. Now again, this is not an endorsement of the KKK. What I'm saying is that if you want to bar the KKK from adopting a highway,
okay,
what's the alternative?
Wait a
okay.
Volunteer is named on a sign along the road.
Fair enough.
Do you really think that that's going to go over well? KKK on highway, on Route 516.
But wait a minute. Okay, fair enough. I will make that. Okay, I'll counter that argument. Okay?
I would say Texas out. If you want to help the environment, you can keep it up for you.
Fair enough. Drive this off for size. When we used to come back from court, back to Rikers Island, and come from Manhattan, when you make the left turn off the highway to go back to Rikers Island in Queens, the Rolex building is on your right hand side, right? You know this.
I know it very
okay.
Well.
All right. The Rolex building is on the right hand side. You make the left turn, you go past Queens College or whatever, right? There is an adopt the highway sign there for a Hispanic group. Okay? This is a Hispanic group. And it's like a Hispanic heritage group of some sort. Okay? This is a group that promotes the advancement of Hispanics and Hispanics only. Isn't that what the KKK is? A group that is in the advancement of a white agenda?
What?
Are Hispanics inclusive of any other groups? Go ahead.
Has no involvement with using deadly force to get their point across.
Right, right, but to advance their agenda. To advance their agenda. No dispute there.
So with that history of violence comes the stigma.
Okay.
I mean, and they are...
Are you telling me that they're known?
They have been known to be extremists, just like...
Hold on. I can go so far as to say, or to ask this question. I'll pose this.
Or extremists in a violent way.
Fair enough. But hold on. Are you suggesting that there are no Hispanic groups that are associated with violence?
No. In no way.
Okay. So there are... Hispanic is a broad, a far-reaching...
Okay, but you're referencing this highway down in
Hawaii. Right. Again, this Hispanic group. But so what? But so what? There has been Hispanic advancement of an agenda for Hispanics that have attacked other groups. Why not? You don't believe that there is? Look at the Spanish cartel.
Yes, they are.
So, how are we to know that particular Spanish group that adopted a highway has no affiliation to?
We don't know.
But how would you know that? I understand. You said in this case we do.
Yes.
Not every person would know that they walked down the block or drove down that street. I didn't say no. That's not what they said. Their group is called something different. The group that they have is called the International Keystone Knights. How would anybody who saw that?
Okay. If that's what you put on, people are not even going to...
They would never know.
They would never know. But
you...
Like, have,
right, yeah. You would... Exactly. You would... Exactly.
You'll notice those words.
And unless you knew that this was a planned group, you wouldn't even think about it. You just noted some international Keystone Knights adopted a highway.
Exactly. But in this case, it is on the news.
It's on one news site. It's on Yahoo.
I'm looking at it on Fox.
Oh, is it on Fox?
Fox.
Oh, really?
I mean...
But the point is that nobody would know. And I mean, if it's just that, you know, Interstate 515 is adopted by the Klan. that would be disaster. But truth be told, if they said they were the International Keystone Knights, nobody would know. And if they did know, how fuck? So what? And not only that, people are talking about advertising. Hold on. Wait. Before you say that. People are talking about the advertisement or the advertisement of this plan, right? Bottom line is, what would it advertise? What would it be advertising? That you should join? It doesn't say that you should join. It says that we adopted a highway and we keep cleaning our streets. That's a bad thing? Again, not in defense of the Klan, but what are they doing here that's so wrong by wanting to clean up their streets? Now the Klan can't live a clean lifestyle? They can't live a green life? What was it for you on that?
Not when they dedicate all their damn green to destroying black.
Hold on. What? Who is this?
The state representative, Tyrone Brooks. Did you read what he said?
No, read his quote.
So, state representative Tyrone Brooks said, "What as a civil rights activist in integration in the South." Quote, "I'd like to sit down with some lady and say, your organization is trying to kill me." End quote. And quote, adding that he finds the motion of the House was not identifying the Ku Klux Klan as a civic insulting and insane. He also says that allows them to collect a name or one of his public power workers in the same home of the memorial public community, Jimmy Carter, they will fight against the police.
Well, screw. So what?
There
And again, the Constitution protects them, though. The Constitution protects them. See, this is what Tyrone Brooks doesn't get.
They would continue in all of these things, if all of this, he would ask that the courts abolish the entire Roe.
You see what I'm saying? Do you see what I'm saying? Do you see what I'm saying? This is what I'm saying. This is, again, this is far left.
We do this, we don't
want right. Exactly. We want everything completely. We don't care. You let the Klan clean up a highway and get your name on an Adopt the Highway sign. We will abolish the Adopt the Highway program, but we will let our neighborhood. Pollution is more important. I mean, less important. Sorry. Pollution is less important than our city. And that means that the Klan, no matter what the police are,
agenda. Everyone,
every job, right.
They all bring their own.
Right. Agenda. Right. Right. Which should never be the case. Right. Yes, they're advance their own personal agenda.
If you can't
have to enhance
and
agenda
of work
for us. Exactly. You have to again, not in defense.
And I'm not saying that my police do it. I'll say my witness. If I had that control, and, no, I shouldn't say if I had that control, but I'll do whatever the people wanted me to do. I mean,
you're not supposed to. You're never supposed to do it, and that's exactly what the point.
And that's the whole problem.
If none of that is being broken, and you meet all those requirements,
absolutely,
you should be able to go. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but.
Yeah, again, you can disagree with everything the Klan stands for. But this is about cleaning up a highway. It's not about an agenda. They want to clean up their neighborhood. Look, they said that they want to adopt the highway and they want to... Well, wait a minute. Hold on. No, they didn't say that.
They want to be able to recruit.
Brooks believes that that's what it's called. Brooks believes that. The African Americans believe that just going to clean up the highways. They're not going to be out there in hoods. We just want to clean up our funding, and they want to be responsible for that. And again, until otherwise, give them the right to do it. Not of the Klan and what they stand for. But they have a constitutional right. If there's enough opportunity to adopt the highway to clean their streets, do it.
Yeah. You're not going to get done otherwise.
You cannot stop.
We're not going to get out there and do it.
Again, let's stop the whole program. Klan's going to get a highway? I want it all done. No more adopt the highway plan.
That was Mark Kotop that said that.
Who's that?
That was Mark Kotop.
That was the person who's...
He's a fellow at the Southern Poverty...
All right, everybody, let's all go home. The Klan have effed it up for everybody.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it's turning out to.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, a New York Times article that suggests... Well, I'll just put it to you this way. I'm going to express to you a perfect example of the media running out of options. And now running a racist campaign to feel like President Obama. When you read this story, you are going to be, well, when I read it to you, you are going to be baffled. They're running out of ideas. They want this president to be reelected, and they're willing to call any one of you who won't vote for him this time a racist. Not about his policy, not about his job as president. They are out to prove to you that America is racist. They are also out to prove that they know what you think, regardless of having told you. That is the fact. It's coming up in a Yahoo New York Times article that I just read, and I'm not surprised by. We'll be back. It's Reese on the Radio.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Reese on the Radio, and you'd be stunned at some of the people who call up to spend some time with Reese on the Radio. He is the godfather of entertainment, Mr. Michael Lohan. Mr. Lohan!
Reese, I have to stop laughing before we continue. I don't know how to respond to this. Am I in the Twilight Zone?
you are in the Twilight Zone. On the phone with us right now on Reese on the Radio is the connoisseur of the Hollywood biz, the father of the famed actress Lindsay Lohan. Mr. Michael Lohan is on the show on Reese on the Radio. Thank you for joining us today, sir.
No, thanks for having me, Reese. It's going to be a lot of fun, I can tell already.
Oh, man, you have no idea how much fun we are going to have today. It's Reese on the Radio, weeknights, right here on blogtalkradio.com.
Mary, Mary, why you bugging?
James, you're on the air?
Yep.
Before you say anything, you are just going to come clean right now, okay? I'd like to know the adult beverage you're enjoying.
Beverage? Yeah, I'm drinking beer.
What kind of beer are you drinking, James? Is it a 211?
Oh, yes.
You're drinking a 211?
Yes.
You're drinking 211 Steel Reserve.
Right now.
The reason why it's called Steel Reserve, and it's called 211 for that matter, is that the police code, 211, means robbery in progress.
And don't let me tell you what that 211 has stolen from you tonight, my man.
It's Reese on the Radio, weeknights, right here on blogtalkradio.com.
The Obama attack machine has started, spending millions to sling mud or oil at Mitt Romney. Why? Because in the five states where Obama is attacking Romney, gas prices have roughly doubled. But Obama's mud can't cover up his failed energy policies, policies that are hurting small businesses and working families. America deserves solutions, not attack ads covering up Obama's failures. 4 years of failed leadership are all we can afford. Send a message.
Hey guys, I'm Jordan Sparks.
I'm Chase Crawford.
Hey, what's up? It's Usher.
Hi, I'm Rachel Bilson.
I'm Hayden Christensen.
I'm Peyton Manning.
Hey, we're Fall Out Boy.
I'm Jared Archuleta.
I'm Corbin Bleu.
I'm Kristen Bell.
And we're the Jonas Brothers.
And I promise you, none of these people listen to my show. But here's some people who do.
Hey, Reese.
Hi, how you doing?
I don't think you're a buffoon.
Thank you, dear. George, you're on with Reese.
Hi there, Reese.
Hello, George.
Please let me do the talking today.
George, you're going to be brief.
I respect what you said because you know something, you're being honest.
Hey, Reese, I'm glad that you're bringing up what's most important, and that is the issues and where people stand and what they have for experience.
It's Reese on the Radio, weekdays right here on blogtalkradio.com.
Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States.
This is the real state of our union. But you won't hear stories like those at President Obama's address tonight. The unemployed don't get tickets to sit next to the First Lady. Instead tonight, the President will do what he does best. He'll give a nice speech.
The idea of America endures.
A lot of memorable phrases in it.
That our future is hopeful.
But he won't give you the hard numbers.
Our journey goes forward. And the state of our union is strong.
Three years ago, we measured candidate Obama by his hopeful promises and his slogans. Today, President Obama has amassed an actual record of debt, decline, and disappointment. I'd use the State of the Union to lay out an agenda that will get our country back on track and get our fiscal house in order. We need to nominate someone who is an experienced leader, who has the qualities of leadership, the character, the judgment, the seriousness, the sobriety, the capacity demonstrated time and time again as a leader to help guide our party at a critical time and make sure that we hold on to the House, that we capture the Senate, and that we get back the White House and restore to America what is rightfully ours, a great nation, united, free, and prosperous for our kids and for their kids. Thank you so very much.
There's Dr. Oz, there's Dr. Phil, there's Dr. Drew, there's Dr. Joy Brown. It seems like everybody's got an opinion, but I'm going to leave it to the real professionals. Call up at 347-308-8701 to give me your take. It's my problem, you deal with it. Right here on Therapy Thursdays on Resun Radio, on blogtalkradio.com, weeknights on blogtalkradio.com. What is a boy to do?
President Barack Obama named himself one of the country's four best presidents. Better than George Washington, John F. Kennedy, and even Ronald Reagan. But Mr. President was just being modest. He's in fact America's best president at piling on debt. So good that he has managed to pile on nearly as much debt as all the previous presidents combined. All he needed was just 4 years to outspend 220 years of history. We can't afford four more years of America's best president.
Warning, the sounds you're about to hear can be devastating to your ear.
I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it.
You're listening to Reese on the Radio right here on blogtalkradio.com.
Reese on the Radio, and we're back 7 minutes after the hour right here on blogtalkradio.com, June 11, 2012. Mary, you got some more details on this KKK Adopt a Highway thing.
Well, yeah, their secretary, the KKK secretary, says, we're not racist. Chambers said Monday, we just want to be with white people. If that's a crime, then I don't know. It's all right to be black and Latino and proud, which can't be white and brown. I don't understand. Well, now, but they do say that similar request in Missouri had set off this major legal battle, whatever it went to, went all the way to Supreme Court for this Interstate 55.
Right, that was in...
The federal Pierce Court ruled the state could not bar the KKK from participating in the program, and the High Court declined to review the case, letting that ruling stand, so they were able to adopt the highway. However, the Missouri Department of Transportation eventually kicked the KKK out of the program because members were not picking up trash as agreed. Spokesman Bob Brendel said Monday, the state also named the stretch of I-55 after civil rights activist Rosa Parks, according to the St. Louis Post.
So the whole idea was, in order to deter the KKK, they named it after Rosa Parks, who, of course, is a huge civil...
No, that was not deterring the KKK. That was after the fact. The KKK
They didn't clean it up.
Because they were saying, like, okay, the federal court system said, no, we're not reviewing it. You have to let them participate. So then they're like, okay, you don't want to take care of it? We'll take care of it right here. Stateside. And they probably, they have to follow up, right, and give reports. So
right.
They probably gave some false reports that they weren't cleaning up.
Right.
So then, boop, you're out the program.
Right, booted them out the program.
KKK.
And now they've renamed it.
And now we're going to kick you right in your back, because we're going to name that stretch of the same road that you were on before, Rosa Parks.
Isn't that awful?
I mean, It's just a crazy type of event, right? It's just crazy.
That is crazy. That,
like,
that's...
you couldn't... We got you.
Yeah, well...
You might have gotten us for a minute, but...
Yeah, they found a way to... Hey, look, I give them... Look, the ingenuity is obviously there. They went through every... So if that's the case, maybe these people... this guy Brooks, was it Tyrone Brooks or whatever?
Yeah.
Maybe what he should do is to deter the KKK or the International Keystone Knights, to deter them from adopting this highway. You know, name it after, you know, another civil rights leader. You know, make another, you know, Martin Luther King Boulevard. You know, whatever it takes. You know, and that will deter them from even wanting to adopt the block. But, you know, that's, again, as I mentioned at the top of the show, it is racism on Reese on the Radio today, this June the 11th, 2012. And a story that I saw when I got home today is an article that says, and I'm just going to read the title to you, "When it comes to politics, are we more racist than we think?" This is an article written by a woman named Laia M. Alphonse, who is the senior editor of Yahoo Shine, or this particular Yahoo article. Here's the article as she reads it. Did you have something else that you wanted to add?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, all right, well, we'll pause this article. What else did you read? Mary's finding more. If you missed the show, and if you're just joining us, what we're talking about is that the KKK in Georgia is trying to join the Adopt a Highway program in Georgia on 515, the Interstate 515, or the road, whatever it is, 515, because they want to adopt it so they can clean up the streets, and there's a group that is trying. I-515. Yeah, 515. Okay, what new details have you found out?
Okay, so this is what Chambers said. Now that she's part of the KKK.
Right.
Chambers said the group is more than 100 strong. We have a lot of support, she said. I don't see why we can't adopt the stretch of highway. Would it be any different if it was the Black Panthers or something? Someone always has some kind of race card. Now, on their website, the International Keystone Knights of the KKK says it is fed up with the federal tyranny and oppression of Reconstruction, and the time was right for clandestine armed resistance.
Really?
Yes. I mean, that's a statement.
Yeah, that's pretty strong.
That's a statement. And the time is ripe for clandestine.
No, I mean, does that sound to me? That, to me, I'm sorry. That sounds a little bit like they're threatening violence.
The Southern Poverty Law Center, which wants
to... Okay, Mary's reading some more.
The Southern Poverty Law Center, which monitors hate groups, lists the KKK as the most infamous and oldest of American hate groups.
Well, it is. Of course, the KKK is. I mean, for crying out loud.
It was formed in December of 1865.
Wait, but what about the International Keystone Knights? When were they established?
Well, okay, so this is, Chambers goes on to say on Monday, she insisted saying this on Monday, we're not a hate group. We don't hate anybody. We're just white people that want to stick with white people. The NAACP, National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, wants to stick with black people. Just because I'm white, I can't stick with my own group.
I'm sorry.
She's perfectly right on that. But their website says.
Yeah, I don't know. That may be a strong statement. That may again that may completely discount them as a legitimate group.
That's
a
very strong.
But constitutionally, I'm sorry. I think they got the Constitution behind them in this one.
But here are the Black Panther. Here's the new Black Panther Party talking about. We gotta kill whitey.
Hold on. But wait a minute. The Department of Justice has not considered the new Black Panther Party to be a hate group. And it is a group that has clearly said we need to get rid of the crackers.
Wait. Rewind. Pump the brakes. What did you just say?
No, the Department of Justice does not consider the the New Black Panther Party to be a hate group. They don't.
Okay, well, what do they consider them?
A
group of cherry pie bakers?
Yeah, I don't know, but obviously not. I mean, they don't consider them to be a hate group. They don't.
I'm sorry, they wouldn't be making
when they were doing voter intimidation.
Wait, they wouldn't be making cherry pies. They'd be making peach cobbler.
Yeah, but listen, when the KKK, when the New Black Panther Party was videotaped involved in voter intimidation, when they were standing outside of voter polling places with batons, telling people y'all better be ready for a black president and threatening people.
Oh my God, were they doing that?
That's right. There's a video of it. There's a video of it on YouTube.
When were they doing that?
They were doing that in 2008 on November 6th.
The New
Black Panther Party was outside of polling places. There's video of voter intimidation, which is a federal crime.
Nice, whatever. What are
they were. Them? They've never. I don't know anything
I've
about
never
them.
Heard of them. So now are they like? Is this the rival group against the New Black Panther?
Well, they would have to be, of course. But are they? Have they ever been accused? Have they ever been accused of voter intimidation? Have you ever seen?
I don't know.
Okay, so that's the whole point. There's never been a report of the KKK standing outside of polling places, telling people that they have to vote for John McCain.
They have been reported to be killing.
Well, of course they were. Of course, that's a fact that they were doing that in the 1800s.
Well, it don't matter what they were doing that in more than just. They were
yeah, but you know what? Congress held a hearing. Congress held a hearing against the KKK and their voter intimidation and the attacks that they played on African American Republicans.
Listen, my personal belief and your personal belief really doesn't even matter.
That's not a personal belief. That's a fact, Mayor. That's a fact. What are you looking at?
You don't feel that?
I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway. All right, so anyway.
I feel like the house is shaking.
Oh, that's creepy. No, I don't feel the house shaking. What do you think? Was it an earthquake?
Oh, my God.
All right, whatever. All right, I want to get into this story. I promised that I would. And we're still stuck on this KKK Adopt a Highway story. It is intriguing. I will say that. All right, so here's a story. Written by Laia Elm Alphonse, who is the senior editor at Yahoo. She writes, "When it comes to politics, are we more racist than we think?" She writes, "People are usually reluctant to admit their real feelings in surveys, but there's no doubt that in our experiences and our prejudices play a part in the way we vote. In order to figure out whether racial bias affected Barack Obama results in the 2008 presidential election, Seth Stevens Davidovich, a doctoral candidate in economics at Harvard University, passed over easy-to-manipulate surveys and looked at data from another source, online searches. When most people are searching for information online, they're likely to be alone and less likely to censor their thoughts," he explains. "You may have typed things into Google that you would hesitate to admit in polite company." And this is according to his New York Times article. "I certainly have. The majority of Americans have as well. We Google the word porn more often than any other word, including weather." He chose a common racial insult that starts with, okay. He chose a racial insult, the word nigger, and looked at searches that use the singular and plural forms of the word. The most common searches include the epithet. Return websites with derogatory material about African Americans.
Are
you having a hard time? Sorry. The top hits for the top racially charged searches are nearly all textbook examples of anticulation, a majority groups sharing stereotype-based jokes using coarse language outside a majority group's presence. That held true for searches from 2004 through to 2007. Searches for nigga led mostly to rap lyrics, which he discarded for this study. He says, quote, I used data from 2004 to 2007 because I wanted to measure not directly influenced by feelings towards Mr. Obama, but from 2008 he discovered Obama was one of the most prevalent search terms in racially tinged online searches. After gathering information on the racially charged search queries, Stevens Davidovich took a look at voting data from around the country and compared each area's 2008 results. When Obama was running for president, to voting results from 2004, when all of the candidates were white. Though many people believe that our first African-American president won the election thanks in part to an increased turnout by African-American voters, Stevens Davidovich's research shows that those votes only added about one percentage point to Obama's totals. In the general election, this effect was comparatively minor. He concludes, but in areas with high racial search rates, the fact that Obama is African-American worked against them, sometimes significantly. The results imply that relative to the most racially tolerant areas in the United States, prejudice cost Obama between 3.1 percentage points and 5 percentage points of the national popular vote. This implies racial animus gave Obama's opponent roughly the equivalent of a home state advantage countrywide. Any votes Obama gained due to his race in the general election were not nearly enough to outweigh the cost of racial animus, meaning race was a large negative for Obama. Now, here's where it gets deep, folks. This is the paragraph that caught my eye and forced me to research. And the question is going to be whether or not it is true, this paragraph. The state with the highest racially charged rate was West Virginia, where 41% of voters chose Keith Judd, a white man who is a convicted felon currently in prison in Texas, over Obama just this May. Many of you may remember that there was a primary vote in West Virginia in May for the Democratic Party, and Obama won, but just with 59%. And 41% of the electoral voted for a white man who's a convicted felon, who, by the way, runs, I hear, every year in any place that he can get in, pays the $2,500 fee to be added on the ballot. Now, here's the killer. Louisiana, Pennsylvania, Mississippi, Kentucky, Michigan, Ohio, South Carolina, Alabama, and New Jersey rounded out the top 10 most racist states, according to the search queries used. So I did my research. Let me do this first. West Virginia in the 2008 vote. I have the numbers. Let me just get down to it. Unfortunately, I have to scroll because I was looking at a whole bunch of data. Okay, West Virginia. Let's go there first. West Virginia. Barack Obama lost that vote in the 2008 election. Here are the numbers. Barack Obama's numbers. 303,857. John McCain. 397,000. 466. That is a margin of 55.7 to 42.5. That's the first state. Let's go to the rest of them. Louisiana, John McCain won. Pennsylvania, Obama won. Mississippi, McCain won. Kentucky, McCain won. Michigan, Obama won. Ohio, McCain won. South Carolina, McCain. Alabama, McCain. New Jersey, Obama. But here are the numbers. Now remember, this reporter is talking about the most racist states in the union. Louisiana. Let's get that number. I will scroll up to Louisiana. The Louisiana numbers worked out. McCain won. 1.1 million. Barack Obama, 782,000. I wouldn't call that one close. That is 58 to 39%. Let's go to the next one. Pennsylvania, where Obama won, considered one of the most racist states in the union. Obama won. Obama's number, 3.2 million. John McCain, 2.6 million. A margin of 54 to 44%. Let's go to Mississippi, where McCain won. In Mississippi, McCain's numbers were, why am I scrolling too far? Talk about being, okay, here we go, sorry. In Mississippi, McCain, 724,597. Barack Obama, 554,662, a margin of 56 to 43. Next state, Kentucky, where McCain won. That number, 1.04 million for McCain. Barack Obama, 751,000, a margin of 57 to 41. Let's go to Michigan, where Obama won. Michigan, the number was 2 million point 048 for McCain. Barack Obama, 2.8 million, a margin of 57 to 40%. Again, they're claiming that these are the most racist states. Ohio went to John McCain. Let's get that number. Ohio. Sorry, I got Ohio wrong. I apologize. Ohio went to Obama. My apologies there for getting that wrong. Ohio went to Obama. That number was 2.9 million to 2.6 million, a margin of 51 to 42 for Barack Obama. South Carolina went to John McCain. The South Carolina number was 1.034 for John McCain to 862,000, a margin of 53 to 44. Alabama went to McCain. Got to scroll all the way up to the top. I wish they had done this in alphabetical order. 1.2 million for McCain, 813,000 for Obama. And in New Jersey, also on the list for the most racist state, went to Obama. New Jersey, the number was this. Now, this is why, if I were New Jersey, I would curse this son of a bitch out. In New Jersey, the vote was 2.2 million to 1.6 million. In New Jersey, that was a margin of 57 to 41 for Obama. My question is this true? Are these states that racist? Now, I've never been to Alabama, but Mary, you have. Break down the Alabama vote for me. I'll get into the other places, but let me know about Alabama. As I suggested, the Alabama vote is significant. I have to admit that. I'll break down Alabama for you. Alabama was 1.2 to 813,000 for John McCain. That's a margin of 60. Yes, that's 62 to 38.
Against Barack Obama?
Against Barack
Obama. That's
surprising. Now tell me why you think that's surprising.
That's alarming, actually.
You think that's alarming?
I mean, Alabama is full of black folks.
Yeah, but I mean, come on. You've got
the only one is bad black people are voting for Barack Obama because he's black.
Well, they are, but look at the racial breakdown. Hold on, hold on. But let's consider the racial breakdown of Alabama. See if you can look up what the racial background, what the racial divide is in Alabama. Because I will promise you that the racial divide in a place like Alabama, I believe, and I'm going to take a guess here. We'll see whether or not I'm right. I'm almost certain I'm right here. And I didn't realize we were already at the top of the hour. But we'll take a break. We'll see if we can get the racial divide in Alabama. I am almost certain that it is less than 25% African American. I'm willing to bet that. In fact, I'm willing to go below 22% African American in Alabama. I'm telling you that I'm certain about this, that I'm right. And that would mean that a large number of African Americans, pardon me, a large number of white Americans voted for Barack Obama in that state. We'll do that when we come back. Stick around.
Who won in that state? Barack Obama?
Barack Obama lost in that state. Now, I want to get that breakdown, but hold on. We'll wait until the top of the hour. Stick around. We'll be right back. It's Reese on the Radio right here on Blog Talk Radio.
All right, ladies, buckle up. It's showtime.
How may I help you, my brother? Look, I'm here because I can't stand what's happening in this community.
Yes?
Yeah, and somebody has to make a change.
Yes!
Now, brother, will you help me?
Yes, I will.
I wish I could. Damn it, man, I heard the People's Revolutionary Army was once 1,000 strong. Now, what happened?
They got government jobs.
The brothers walked in with guns,
came out with jobs.
The brothers weren't mad anymore.
Yes, Whitey is something else.
It's Reese on the Radio, and we are back, top of the hour, 1 minute after the hour, right here on blogtalkradio.com. June 11, 2012. I'm sorry, I know I can just completely go straight in, and I shouldn't go to top of the hour, but we got a format to follow, and that's what it is that we have to do, so bear with me. That's just the way that we do things.
Oh, James
who's
listening to the show?
Who's listening to the show?
James.
Oh, is he? Okay. Oh, is she? Oh, well, glad. I'm sorry. I didn't know it was that, Jamie. Well, Jamie, thanks for listening in. And just to acknowledge you, I hope Florida is beautiful. And say hello to your beautiful family and little Snookums, who I got all of those damn pictures of, and I need to give them to you so you can give them to Jamie.
Well, I'll post them on Facebook.
Well, if I can forward them to you, it'd be great.
Yeah, if you can get them out of the camera.
Yeah, no, I don't think that we can.
It'd be fabulous.
Yeah, but I'll try my best. So I hope you guys are...
Okay, I'm having internet issues.
Okay, well, JC has actually looked this up.
Oh, good, JC.
According to the 2010 census from Alabama, and for those of you who are just joining us, we're going to break this down. A New York Times article is asking the question about whether or not, when it comes to our voting, whether or not we are as racist as we think. And, of course, this is nothing more than a plea by the media, and I'll get into that, a plea by the media to say that you won't vote for Barack Obama because you're a closet racist. Not about his policies, and we'll get into that, because I'm going to break this down to you, why I know that racism has to play a role with liberals because they don't want to deal with the failed policies of this president. And we'll get into that. Okay, so let's get into what JC wrote here. JC gave me a breakdown. He says that 68.5% of that population is white. And that is, 67%, he says, is non-Hispanic white alone. I was right on target. Damn, I'm good.
What's the percentage of black votes?
26.2%.
You weren't right on target. You were like,
come on. I said it couldn't be any more then.
You were 4%.
1%.
Dude, you said I would get
it. It's probably lower. I said it's probably lower.
You said I'd be willing to go as low as 22.
Of course I'm willing to go as low as 22. But wait a minute. Hold on. I'm still right, though, because I gave an accurate number because I said about 25%.
Okay.
All right. So according to the 2010 census, it's 26.2%. Now, I'm going to go one step further, JC. Give me the population number of Alabama. Because this is the point I'm trying to make. Was that if Obama in the state of Alabama got over 800,000 votes, right? Even if we count 100% of the black electorate, this would still be a defining margin of how many white people voted for Barack Obama. Now tell me that wouldn't be a complete debunk of this article. And we're just dealing with Alabama. I'm taking what would be considered by a novice or someone who was trying to advance an agenda to say that Barack Obama the race for president with Barack Obama was based on race. Because, again, and I'm willing to put, I'll put my reputation out there again and take a guess. I'll put any amount of money, that the African Americans in that state, if we break down the 26%, the 26.2%, if that electorate works out to 300,000 African Americans who voted, if it works out to 300,000, this survey of racism in that state is debunked. Because that would mean then more than half of the vote that went for Barack Obama was predominantly white. That would have to be the breakdown. Now, JC, are you looking this up? Hello? Do we still have JC?
Well, just add up the football if you don't
know. Gave you the total right there.
What, the amount? Oh, okay, here we go. The census total. Thank you very much. I apologize. Okay, so the census total is 4,779,000. So let's break that down. So do the math.
There's almost 4 million people living in Alabama.
Exactly. 4 million people living in African America. In Alabama.
America.
So I don't know why I said that.
Oh, 4.8.
Okay, so fine. Let's go 4.8 because it's 2 years, so it will go to 4.8. So let's take that. What's 26.2% of 4.8 million? Well, I need that number. Well, you can't throw up a calculator or something.
My computer is down. I can't tell you that.
Oh, really? Okay, all right. I don't know. How do we do this on a calculator? Because I'm horrible at this. JC, help me out. We got to get this number. I really, really want this number. Because 26%.
You do 4.8 million times 26%.
Okay, 4.8 million. Right? Is that right? I think that is.
How many zeros you got?
Five. No, I did this wrong. I'm sorry, guys. I'm awful at this. Okay, 4, 8, 1, 2, 3. Let me see. Okay. And you said times?
Times
26.2%. 2%. That is a horrible number.
What is it?
It works out to 1.2 million. That's it.
Well, actually, we probably should put.
So, no, but that's 1.2 million.
Well,
and if we're thinking of a population.
I'm getting the same thing.
You got 1.2
million.
Well, yeah,
you think of a quarter. If you think of about a quarter of that number, that's about right.
Okay, so fine. So 1.2 million. Now you know that we are counting what? We're counting women, and I mean, we're counting children.
Yeah.
Right. We're counting children. Right. So even if every African American could vote, and we know that's not true. And we know that during that election,
not every African American
Not every African American voted.
Not even the adults.
Not exactly. And we're including the adults. So there's no way. Because that would be suggesting, in this, according to that number, if it's 1.2 million, that would be suggesting all African Americans, with the exception of, what would that be? 400,000 didn't vote? That would have to suggest that 800,000 adults in the African American community went out and voted. We know that's not true. We know that that's not true. And on any average election, only 24% of the black electorate actually turn up at polls.
You know what that means?
What does it mean?
We just discovered shenanigans in Alabama.
It must have been.
What?
He said we just discovered shenanigans in Alabama. We had to have.
If those numbers are correct, Alabama, we got problems.
It may be. But I'm telling you right now that this, again, and let me get to my point as far as this article is concerned. Black people, for some odd reason, when it comes to the narrative by the left, by liberals, is very, very simple. And it's the most racially charged thing that liberals can do. And it is very, very simple. Black people cannot be held to the same standards as everyone else. They never can. They never can. Black people must be held to a lower standard. They're not smart. They're not educated. They're not capable. They're disenfranchised. They are victims. They are beneath the pale. Now, they don't say that because that would be outright racism. So what they do is they give you these hints in behavior. You see, black people, they respond to what they're told. We know that because that's what we tell them. Black people, they're not normal. Black people aren't normal. You see, they like things that are cool. They like things that are hip. They can't be fiscally responsible because they don't know nothing about our white banking system. They can't know anything about education because we kept them from education. So education isn't a part of their lives because the white man has kept them from education, so that's not on their radar. They can't be civil to anybody else because, you know, we treated them like savage. They're not real people. They're animals. Now, you're saying to yourself, I know exactly what you're saying to yourself. Really, Reese, do you really think they believe that? Trust me, ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what they think of black people. That's what liberals think of all blacks. Because if they believed that blacks were equal to whites in any way whatsoever, if they really believed that, then what Martin Luther King said would completely dominate the narrative. Judging a man by the character and not by the color of his skin. If that was really, really what they believed in, and that's what liberals do. If liberals really, really believed in Dr. Martin Luther King, they'd know that was the most important thing about racial equality, is that you were judged by the content of your character. That's it. But the color of your skin must dominate that narrative. If you are black, let's find the worst atrocities that could have happened to you in your life. And let's attribute that to the reason why you cannot get along in this world. Well, you know what? You're always going to have that color of your skin, and every time that somebody sees you, they're always going to see that black thing, and they associate that black thing with negativity. So they're never going to give you a fair shot. So, you know, we have to lower the bar for you. If you don't think that they do this, if you really don't believe this, tell me why they're lowering the standards for firefighters. Tell me why they're lowering the grade point average in the inner city in order for you to get scholarships. Tell me why there's affirmative action if they don't believe that you're capable. I mean, if they do believe that you're capable to compete with your white counterparts. If they don't believe that you're animals, savages, and cannot ever, ever compete with the rest of us. Why do they keep lowering the standards in order for you to get a fair shake? If they don't think that you're beneath. Think about it. Supreme Court hearings on five white firefighters in Connecticut because they got promoted and no blacks were promoted, and they told them, sorry, you can't become a part of the higher ranks. I think they wanted to be lieutenants. You can't become lieutenants because no blacks passed the class with you. And blacks have to pass in order for you to pass. And since no blacks pass, you don't get it. They never, ever pointed out the fact that one of the people in that group, a sixth man, was a Latino. And they kept the Latino from being able to become a lieutenant in the fire department because no blacks passed the test. And their first argument was test discrimination. Listen, the black guy didn't pass this test. If the black guy didn't pass it, it had to be racially charged. And it had something about the test that the black guy couldn't understand. Did you have a question about Susie and five apples with four oranges? White people don't eat apples. White people eat apples and oranges, not the Negroes. Did you put a question in there about cherry now-laters? The Negroes understand that. Can we get something about that? We need to have the Negroes understand. What, can we get some Kool-Aid questions in there? How about a question about, can we get some fried chicken? How about mama plants chitlins. She plants collard greens and she feeds the pigs to make some chitlins. Did you have questions like that so the Negroes could advance? We need questions like that because the Negroes aren't getting the apples and oranges questions. And Susie, they don't know this stuff. We need racially specific questions so the Negroes can pass. Think I'm kidding? Didn't we do a story a couple of months ago about a question on a test that asked how many times Frederick Douglass got whipped? This was a test question for third graders. How many slaves picked fruits?
No, how many oranges the slaves picked.
Yeah, it was a question about slaves picking oranges.
Hey, question, wasn't Sotomayor part of that whole New Haven deal?
You're damn right, Sotomayor was. And what did Sotomayor say? Sotomayor said, during her confirmation hearings, she was questioned about it. That woman said that she believed that a wise Latina was much more educated I'm forgetting the way she phrased it because I'm paraphrasing here. But she said it was much more experienced than a white judge. If you don't believe that liberals, that these liberal sons of bitches don't think that blacks are dumb and savages, ask yourself, how many times have they lowered the standards for you to get a leg up because you're not qualified? Unless we give you a break. Nigga don't know math? Well, let's take math out of the equation. Let's do a test on what that nigga know. Now, I'm sorry, Jamie. I don't know if you're listening for the first time, but I use that word when I'm trying to make a point.
Yeah, she already said that you're off on a little tirade just a bit.
That's the show.
Sound a little like Fire Marshal Bill.
Well, yeah, I was doing the Fire Marshal Bill thing.
Oh, okay.
It was for me talking about the firefighters. That was the point.
I didn't hear that. I'm sorry.
Hello.
I missed it.
Jamie, you got it. then you're definitely keen with the show. If you got the Fire Marshal Bill thing, I was talking about the firefighters.
She actually does a great Fire Marshal Bill.
Oh, does she?
The best I've
ever. Well, she should call in because I'd love to hear. The number's 3-4.
You have to see her.
Oh, okay. The number's 347-308-8701. But I was making a point. I want you to understand where it is that I'm coming from. Yes, I'm being animated about this, but my point is that people don't see that. Now, see, I've talked to Negroes all throughout the land, and I've been black for about 43 minutes in my lifetime. So I know. The standards have been lowered for African Americans, especially, and for Latinos as well. And Latinos don't take it, you know, they don't take it on the chin like African Americans do. They don't. Latinos are very, very, you know, They're very prideful. And this comes from who it is that they are as people. You know, you will not disrespect them. There'll be Latinos take that respect thing on another level. You make them feel as if they're lesser than anybody, they will take it to your face. That's the way Latinos are. Blacks, on the other hand, very, very comfortable with playing victims. They are. They're very comfortable with that. Oh, I don't have a nice house and a nice car, and you say it's because I'm black and I'm disenfranchised? Yeah, I'm willing to go with that. It's not about whether or not I applied myself or I did what it is that I need to do. It's somebody else's fault. They're real keen on that. And when you got a white man coming around there patting you on your back, patting you on your head, don't worry about it there, Negro. I got you. That ended, you know, over 100 years ago. We still owe you. Yeah, don't worry about it. We're never ever gonna lie. I know you never picked any cotton, but somebody that you had no idea who was black, who may be associated with your bloodline, picked cotton here. And you know, you should be compensated for that by lowering the standards of the American dream to make sure that you get a piece of that pie. Yes, Negro, we got you. And that fool-ass Negro will be the first to say, okay, since you're giving it to me, I'll just take it. So I'm not going to learn anything. I'm not going to apply myself. You already told me that I'm a victim. So a victim I stay. Of course they're going to stay that way. Now, this isn't to suggest that the black man is lazy, or the black woman, for that matter. This is not to suggest that they're lazy. But you definitely indoctrinate a laziness when you constantly tell that black person that something is wrong in the system and you have been disenfranchised by somebody else. Yes, sweetheart, I know you got pregnant when you were 14 years old because you had unprotected sex with Raheem, the drug dealer down the block. But you know what? The white man brought Raheem into your hood and wouldn't allow you to get contraception and didn't step in when you was cutting school and laying up in your mama's house getting impregnated by that drug dealer. The white man is responsible. And we're going to compensate you for that. All your poor choices, you don't know no better, Negro. And the reason why you don't know no better is because the white man won't let you know. He's been hiding all the books in the library. You know where they bury the lies. Not the library. The library. Where they bury the lies. Now, I know I'm on a tear. But I'm back in my point.
You've been on a tear for about 25 minutes.
But I'm trying to make a point.
I mean, you have been just gone.
Let me just get to my point.
But I wish you would, because at this point, I can't even hear you saying anything.
You hear me. You hear everything that is that I'm saying.
On and on and on.
Let me just get to my point. Barack Obama is one of them niggas.
Wow.
That's what I'm telling you.
You don't want me to say the word shit on air.
Hey. That doesn't mean that you use it.
Stop.
It doesn't mean that you use it. Let me get to my point, please.
No. Why do you have to use that word?
Let me get to my point. Barack Obama's fiscal job in this country has failed it. And the media has decided to give him a pass. And any suggestion that he's a failure is not about his policies. It's because he's black. Come on, guys. He's black. He tried. Come on. What'd you really expect from him? He's black. Come on. Come on! He doesn't know. He's black. He just don't like him because he's black. It's tough for him. Give him a break, man. He's racist, man. He's black, man. He's black. And that's what you sound like when you write stupid articles like this. He doesn't know. Let's not talk about his record. Let's not talk about the content of his character. Let's not talk about his policies and whether or not they're rooted on Keynesian socialist ideology. Let's not talk about that. Let's not talk about where he came from. Let's not talk about where he got his ideology from. Let's not talk about Bill Ayers. Let's not talk about Jeremiah Wright. Let's not talk about the New Party. Let's not talk about any of those socialist groups that he was a part of when he was in his 90s. Let's not talk about Acorn. Let's not talk about the fact that he lied and said that he was born in Kenya when his own bio written in his book about dreams of my father. Let's forget all about that.
Because he's black,
man. Come on. Cut him a break, man. You know he's trying. It's hard for him because he's black. Sound like a bunch of morons. Let me tell each and every one of you how I honestly feel about the President of the United States. It's real simple.
Why now?
The experiment is over. And I'm speaking directly to anybody who said, we had white people doing it for so long, we'll see what a black man can do. He can't do it! Now, all of you, get your asses out there on November 6th and get a white man back in the goddamn office. And let's get this thing done right. Okay? The experiment is over.
Okay.
No more Negro politics.
Jamie said that's why it's time for a woman.
It might be. Jamie, you know what? I'll take a woman over a white guy, especially. I mean, and again, a lot of people are out there saying, look, I'm going to hold my nose and vote for Mitt Romney. I'm with you there, folks. I'm voting for Mitt Romney, but I'm holding my nose because I know this guy. I know him. I know his policies. I'm not a fan, but I'm sorry. Anything is better than what we've got now. The experiment is over. Well, the experiment is over. And yes, I'd rather see a woman, but she's got to be a conservative. No liberal. Because I'll be straight with you. Hillary would definitely not be a better choice.
No way.
A conservative woman. We'll take a break. When we come back, more news and views right here on Reason Radio.
Reason the Radio, and you'd be stunned at some of the people who call up to spend some time with Reason the Radio. He is the godfather of entertainment, Mr. Michael Lohan. Mr. Lohan!
Reach, I have to stop laughing before we continue. I don't have a response to this. Am I in the Twilight Zone?
you are in the Twilight Zone. On the phone with us right now on Reason the Radio is the connoisseur of the Hollywood biz, the father of the famed actress Lindsay Lohan. Mr. Michael Lohan is on the show on Reason the Radio. Thank you for joining us today, sir.
No, thanks for having me, Reese. It's going to be a lot of fun, I can tell already.
Oh, man, you have no idea how much fun we're going to have today. It's Reese on the Radio, weeknights, right here on blogtalkradio.com.
Mary, Mary, why you bugging?
James, you're on the air?
Yep.
Before you say anything, you are just going to come clean right now, okay? I'd like to know the adult beverage you're enjoying.
Beverage? Yeah, I'm drinking beer.
What kind of beer are you drinking, James? Is it a 211?
Oh, yes.
You're drinking a 211?
Yes.
You're drinking 211 Steel Reserve.
Right now.
The reason why it's called Steel Reserve, and it's called 211 for that matter, is that the police code, 211, means robbery in progress.
And don't let me tell you what that 211 has stolen from you tonight, my man.
It's Reese on the Radio, weeknights, right here on blogtalkradio.com.
The Obama attack machine has started, spending millions to sling mud or oil at Mitt Romney. Why? Because in the five states where Obama's attacking Romney, gas prices have roughly doubled. But Obama's mud can't cover up his failed energy policies, policies that are hurting small businesses and working families. America deserves solutions, not attack ads covering up Obama's failures. 4 years of failed leadership are all we can afford. Send a message.
Hey guys, I'm Jordan Sparks.
I'm Chase Crawford.
Hey, what's up? It's Usher.
Hi, I'm Rachel Bilson.
I'm Hayden Christensen.
I'm Peyton Manning.
Hey, we're Fall Out Boy.
I'm Dude Archuleta.
I'm Corbin Bleu.
I'm Kristen Bell.
And we're the Jonas Brothers.
And I promise you, none of these people listen to my show. But here's some people who do.
Hey, Reese.
Hi, how you doing?
I don't think you're a buffoon.
Thank you, dear. George, you're Robert Reese.
Hi there, Reese.
Hello, George.
Please let me do the talking today.
George, you're going to be brief.
I respect what you said because you know something, you're being honest.
Hey, Reese, I'm glad that you're bringing up what's most important, and that is the issues and where people stand and what they have for experience.
It's Reese on the Radio, weekdays right here on blogtalkradio.com.
Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States.
This is the real state of our union. But you won't hear stories like those at President Obama's address tonight. The unemployed don't get tickets to sit next to the First Lady. Instead tonight, the President will do what he does best. He'll give a nice speech.
The idea of America endures.
A lot of memorable phrases in it.
That our future is hopeful.
But he won't give you the hard numbers.
Our journey goes forward. In the state of our union this morning.
Three years ago, we measured candidate Obama by his hopeful promises and his slogans. Today, President Obama has amassed an actual record of debt, decline, and disappointment. I'd use the State of the Union to lay out an agenda that will get our country back on track and get our fiscal house in order. We need to nominate someone who is an experienced leader, who has the qualities of leadership, the character, the judgment, the seriousness, the sobriety, the capacity demonstrated time and time again as a leader to help guide our party at a critical time and make sure that we hold on to the House, that we capture the Senate, and that we get back the White House and restore to America what is rightfully ours. A great nation, united, free, and prosperous for our kids and for their kids. Thank you so very much.
There's Dr. Oz. There's Dr. Phil. There's Dr. Drew. There's Dr. Joy Brown. It seems like everybody's got an opinion. But I'm going to leave it to the real professionals. Call up at 347-308-8701 to give me your take. It's my problem. You deal with it. Right here on Therapy Thursdays on Resona Radio on blogtalkradio.com. Weeknights on blogtalkradio.com.
President Barack Obama named himself one of the country's four best presidents. Better than George Washington, John F. Kennedy, and even Ronald Reagan. But Mr. President was just being modest. He's in fact America's best president at piling on debt. So good that he has managed to pile on nearly as much debt as all the previous presidents combined. All he needed was just 4 years to outspend 220 years of history. We can't afford four more years of America's best president.
Warning, the sound you're about to hear can be devastating to your ear.
I love it, I love it, I love it, I L-O-V-E.
You're listening to Reese on the Radio right here on blogtalkradio.com. Reese on the Radio, we're back. Hour right here on blogtalkradio.com. Just got a message from a good friend of mine up in Connecticut. Chris, I apologize that I did not give you my new number. I just sent it to you so you can give me a holler. And I hope to talk to you real soon. Chris is another good friend of mine who I also met up in Connecticut when I moved there in June of 2004. As well as JC, they were two of the my closest friends up in Connecticut when I moved up there. I don't think Chris and JC ever met, though. I don't think that the two of them ever met. But Chris was that was one of my I always say my real close homeboy as well as JC. So I hope he's listening now. I just sent him a link to the show. Did you ever meet him, JC?
I was wrong.
What do you mean you were wrong?
About the name that I typed in.
I don't know. No. That's a different person.
Oh, okay. That was the name that I was given.
No. I'm not sure who that person is, but I understand he's out in Connecticut and he's listening. So I think that's another person.
Yeah, for some reason he said the stream was down, but I checked it and we're up and running.
No, we're good to go.
Yeah.
Okay,
this is computer.
I want to talk about Barack Obama just one last thing. I have to play this, okay? Now, I don't know if you people have checked out ResonaRadio.com, but I did a story a couple of months ago. Maxine Waters was complaining, and Maxine Waters is the representative from California, South Central, L.A., who made an argument about Barack Obama, who was going to all of these neighborhoods where it was predominantly white. There was a picture that I posted on ResonaRadio.com, and the title of the blog that I placed was, "Hey, Black People, I don't see you in this picture." And it was Barack Obama surrounded by white children. Surrounded. And Maxine Waters was complaining that Barack Obama was not going into black communities. He was going into each and every one of these white communities. He wasn't going to one black neighborhood. Wasn't going to Harlem. Wasn't going to South Central. Wasn't going to Chicago. Wasn't going to Dade County. I don't know, whatever. But he wasn't going to all these black communities. Wasn't going to Detroit. Wasn't going to Flint, Michigan. And they were complaining about it. Well, here it is, 5 months before the election. Regardless of African Americans for Barack Obama, which started 2 months ago. Now Barack Obama has gone full-fledged
in trying to get in the African American community, trying to get the vote for the African American community. And I'm sorry, folks. I've got to say this. You've got to hear it yourself. Now, there's a term that I use, and I rarely ever use it on the air. When I say this in front of Mary, she always laughs. This term that I always use always makes Mary laugh. The term I use is niggerific. In this ad, ladies and gentlemen.
I love the term. I'm sorry I use it all the time, but can I just say some shout out to Alexis? Jamie said that Alexis prayed for you tonight.
Oh, thank you, Alexis.
That is so
this ad, ladies and gentlemen, is niggerific. This is the ad that's going on the radio towards African Americans for Barack Obama.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message. 4 years ago, we made history. Now it's time to move forward and finish what we started together. We have to show the president we have his back.
We can't afford to spend the next 4 years going backwards. I'm running to make sure that by the end of the decade, more of our citizens hold a college degree than any other nation on earth. I refuse to pay for another millionaire's tax cut by kicking children off of Head Start programs, or asking students to pay more for college, or eliminating health insurance for millions of poor and elderly and disabled Americans on Medicaid.
Have the president's back and register to vote. Go to gottavote.org to register now. That's gottavote.org.
You know we've got your back.
Paid for by Obama for America.
I'm sorry.
That voiceover, was that the Schlitz malt liquor guy? What's his name? What's the guy that did the voice of BET? Rick Party?
I think. Oh God!
I think that's who that was.
Man, come on, JC. That, my friend, is niggerific.
I think that was Rick Party.
I think that's exactly who it was. I'll play it again. So we got to find out. I don't know who it is, but it sure enough sounds like the voice of BET, Rick Party. That's exactly what I think it is. Let's play. Hold on. Let's play it one more time. You got to get the full feel of it. This is a great commercial for me to laugh at.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message. 4 years ago, we made history. Now it's time to move forward and finish what we started together. We have to show the president we have his back.
We can't afford to spend the next 4 years going backwards. I'm running to make sure that by the end of the decade, more of our citizens hold a college degree than any other nation on earth. I refuse to pay for another millionaire's tax cut by kicking children off of Head Start programs, or asking students to pay more for college, or eliminating health insurance for millions of poor and elderly and disabled Americans on Medicaid.
Have the president's back and register to vote. Go to gottavote.org to register now. That's gottavote.org.
You know we've got your back.
Paid for by Obama for America.
I'm sorry, folks. Hold on. Here's the part that, again, bringing back my narrative earlier, okay? Bringing it right back to what I said, okay? Go to gottavote.com or .org, whatever it is. Gotta vote? Now the Negro can't even spell got to? Got to vote? Now it's gotta vote?
Go to GottaVote.com.
We've got your back. Just change it all. You know what they need to be singing? We know you're black. That's all it should be.
I mean, who the hell did he dig up? Sherilyn, any emotions for that?
Exactly. Vote for him because he's black.
Whoa, whoa. You got the best of my vote. Whoa, whoa. What kind of crap is that? I bet you that's playing on every hip-hop, urban, gospel, contemporary station in the country.
Get your black ass through the polls.
Right in between the Glory Collard Green and the McDonald's commercials.
Get yourself some watermelon iced tea.
Stop. Now you're going too far.
We got chicken at the polls.
Every vote gets you a watermelon Arizona iced tea and a bag of Landers chicken skins. You believe they sell that in the stores?
Wait.
Howard's chicken skins.
Oh no, my God! I can't believe I just said that.
And you look at the bag, right? Comes in a little yellow bag. You know, remember those Howard skins that everybody's grandmother used to eat on, chew on?
Yeah.
Even though she had no teeth. Well, now they come in a yellow bag. And it says Howard's chicken skins, and you look inside the bag, and it's like fried feathers and every damn thing in there. And they can't keep them on the shelves.
I'm sorry. And you know what? Look. Now,
hey, fried chicken skin is good.
Well, look, I'm not going to lie.
Without the feathers.
Who doesn't like...
I don't want the feathers.
Who doesn't like chicken skin? Okay, I probably won't admit this.
But Paula Deen. What?
Dude, this has got to be the most pander. Like, you couldn't run this ad anywhere else in the world. Apparently, according to the group, this is a group that the Obama campaign hired in 2008 that also ran a couple of quote-unquote, you know, black-oriented ads. But come on, man. I mean, are we really singing We Got Your Back? I mean, this is just awful.
Sylvia's soul food.
Come on. I mean, this is the we got your back. It's just I can't stop playing it. I literally, I'm telling you, I'm gonna be completely honest with you. I listened to 2 seconds of this and I said, no, I have to hear it for the first time on the air. When I played it for you first time, that was the first time I never heard the most major parts of it. But when I heard the first line when they say we got your back, I had to stop it immediately. And I said, no. This has got to be, my honest reaction has got to be, let me hear it live and then react to it. I'm telling you, this is where we are in our country right now. It's just the reason why this has got to end. This has just got to end. And what, tell me, please, give me Jamie's quote again. Jamie said she was hoping for what? She was waiting for.
What was she waiting for?
She was waiting for a Shaft shout out at the end of the commercial.
She didn't care for the music.
Why would anybody?
Love her name too.
Oh, it's just scary. It's too scary. I just have to play it one more time. I have to play this.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
Sure you do.
4 years ago, we made history. Now it's time to move forward and finish what we started together. We have to show the president we have his back.
We can't afford to spend the next 4 years going backwards. I'm ready to make sure that by the end of the decade, more of our citizens hold a college degree than any other nation on earth. I refuse to pay for another millionaire's tax cut by kicking children off of Head Start programs, or asking students to pay more for college, or eliminating health insurance for millions of poor and elderly and disabled Americans on Medicaid.
Go to gotavote.org to register now. That's gotavote.org.
You know we've got your back.
Paid for by Obama for America.
We paid pennies on the dollar for this.
Black eyed peas and collard greens.
This is just, it's just sad. It's just sad. It's
black.
Yes, exactly. Goodness.
Never mind that rap group Salt and Pepper. Check out our new rap group, Salt Pork and Pig Feed.
This is just, I feel bad. I feel bad for them that they've been reduced to this. But this is, I mean, come on. I know the reason why. And I found this on Drudge Report. When I saw it, I said, oh, God, I have to hear this. I was dying to hear this. And it's, again, this is another desperate attempt. But they're running out of ideas. Who approved this? I want to know. I need to know who approved it. If African Americans don't feel pandered to, if not insulted, I mean, just state what it is that you've done and what it is that you're going to do. And, well, he is stating what it is that he'd like to do. But just state what it is that you've done. Barack Obama is appealing to the African-American community, and he hasn't stated one thing that he's done for them. He'll never do it. He's not going to do it. He can't do it. Okay?
What is he going to say to them? What is he going to say to them? There is nothing he can say.
Exactly. Well, I'm speaking specifically to African Americans. This is exactly his platform. Well, this is what you say to African Americans. I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message. You know that unemployment rate is raised to 1984 levels under my administration, but don't worry about it. I know you got my back because you don't know nothing about that stuff anyway. So just vote for me because I'm black and you're black, and that's what it is that black people do. We support each other no matter what. That's what our policies are. That's what it is that you should do. Get out there and get yourself a vote. And get a vote for Barack Obama. That's right. Get my back. Black. Whatever. I don't care. He's just awful. This is the worst president since Jimmy Carter, folks. He just is. Just is. And he's laughable. Laughable. He is the MC Hammer of president.
Can't touch this. That's what they need for the background.
That
for the background music.
He is. He is the MC Hammer of presidents. That's exactly what he is. He puts on a great show, but can't rap for ish. Bama, Bama, I am Bama. I put it in the mix. That's all he is. That's all he is. I am.
You're
so
sick,
sorry.
Dude.
I am so sorry.
You're a sick dude, man.
He just came to me.
But you know, you have your Obama whipping post day to day. But we're going to find out some celebrity news throughout the week.
Mary, sorry. JC, I hate to cut you off. Mary, you just hit it on the nail. Too legit. Too legit to quit.
That's what he's going to do. That's what he's going
to
do all
the way. He may have to. Press drag out 357. That's what he's got to sing. That's Obama's 2012 campaign song. Too legit to quit. That's funny.
And I'm like MC Hammer on those commercials, sitting in front of the White House while the movers move out his 8-track player.
Bama, you ain't hitting in New York. What you gonna do about that? What did Hammer say in that video? How does he? What is when he says? Oh yeah, that's what he says. I'ma turn this mother out.
Mother out.
I'm so sorry. That's it. I'm just done with him. I'm so done with him. And everyone else should be as well. This has just become a complete joke of a presidency. And I'm sorry, if you know, to all of you out there. If you're supporting this president, please, I mean, tell me why. Just give me some sort of breakdown as to why we should be supporting him. I'm laughing at him just like I would laugh at anybody else. You guys had
Hey, did you get my note about my one thing?
You guys had your way with George W. Bush. Just allow me this one, man. I'm sorry. I'm just done with this guy. Go ahead, JC. I apologize. What'd you say?
Did you get my note on the screen?
Oh, that's right. Thank you for mentioning that. Yeah, 4 minutes to the time.
And I spelled that name correctly. We've been battling online all weekend.
Yeah. Oh, have you been?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me just tell the audience what we're talking about. We got the Real Talk Blancers on the air with us on Wednesday. They do their show at the same time that we do our show. So what we've done twice so far is that we've incorporated shows with each other. When they do their show live on Blog Talk Radio, we do our show live. We actually incorporate both shows, so we do sort of like a joint effort on the air.
Multi-broadcast.
It's a multi-broadcast, exactly. If you follow Real Talk Blancers or if you follow Reese on the radio, you get to listen to them, and we debate the topics. Now, JC, I think what we should do, I think what would be a real opportunity for us is that we should come to them with about three topics we'd like to discuss, and then we should tell them to counter us with three topics that they want to discuss, and we'll debate them so that it's not we don't dominate the conversation like we usually do on their show.
Well, no. Actually, that would have to wait till the next time. Because if you remember, to get them to come on this last time, we had to give them the floor the next time.
Okay, so right, they have the floor this time?
Right, they got the floor this time.
Okay, so they have the floor, so they get to argue whatever it is that they want, and we respond.
And you know what's so sad? It's like being an awesome singer on American Idol and just picking a wrong goddamn song. Because you know what they wanted to debate about?
Please tell me what. Okay, so this is a preview of Wednesday's show with the Real Talk Blancers at 8 p.m. What are we going to be debating them about?
They want to debate you on Barack Obama.
Are they really coming at me with this, literally?
It's like you hand the man a steak in the way he likes it.
Exactly. I mean, they really. Now, guys, if you're not familiar with the Real Talk Blancers, and if you haven't listened to our show before, they're out of Ohio. One of the hosts is out of Ohio. Yep. They have a strong
Hefe
support.
Chulo.
Say again.
He just Hefe Chulo. He just hit me up on Facebook's laughing my ass off. He said, "You're gonna learn that day." All right, all right, all right.
Okay.
In reference
see,
to
they are
that's
strong
a Kevin
Barack
Hartman
Obama
reference.
Supporters. Now, what we do that they don't do is that we supply them with actual audio and proof of our position. They don't do that in Real Talk Blancers. They've never done it. They haven't been able to do it. So when they talk about certain issues, we always come up with evidence. We've always been able to prove up our point. So literally, they get us shellacking every time they debate with us. So we'd like you to join us on Wednesday at 8 p.m. and watch the ass-whipping take place. Because that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, we're going to hook up at 8:30.
Oh, okay, 8:30 we're going to join them? Okay, so join us at 8 o'clock. Because what we'll do is, if you join us at 8 o'clock, we'll pre-bash them, join them at 8:30, and then beat the pants off of them. Okay, so it's Reese on the Radio versus Real Talk Blancers on Wednesday. That'll be the 13th. Be sure to join us there. And every weekday right here at 8 p.m. It's the end of the show, as usual. Edwin in Connecticut, thank you, of course, for joining in. Of course, I'd like to send my kisses to Alexis and Jamie out in Florida. And Dave. Yes, and Dave. Is Dave listening, too? Well, please, I send my love to them as well. We will talk to you soon. We will be back tomorrow, same bat time, same bat channel, as usual. For Mary, Mary, why you bugging? For JC, the producer, I am Reese on the radio, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Peace.